You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
We are meditating on Galatians 5:22-26. This passage starts with a conjunction. That means that we should consider the verses before this one for us to understand it better. So what's that about? Paul was just making a point that in us, there's a tendency to resist the new life that Christ gives us. It's normally expressed through our fleshly desires. And if you give into it, it will lead us to committing sins. They were enumerated there. And some of those sins, you probably need to Google what they mean. Make sure no photos, though. Kidding aside, Paul coined these sins as the works of the flesh. But if you are living in the Spirit and trying to imitate Jesus, it's going to look very, very differently. Notice first the contrast between works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. Some commentators would say that works in plural form indicates division, whereas fruit in singular gives us an idea of how the Spirit brings unity. There are a number of possible interpretations of this fruit in singular form. One is to consider these virtues as if they always go together. In other words, it wouldn't be the case that one walks by the Spirit and he would produce forbearance, but meekness is not expected. For some, they would say the fruit of the Spirit is love, and then love is understood better by the virtues that follow. Something similar to Paul's way of defining love in 1 Corinthians 13. Love is patient, love is kind, so on and so forth. However you look at it, I think that the point is that these traits have one source, life in Christ. And these are meant to give us tangible indications for us to know if we are growing in the Spirit. Some, however, get easily discouraged when they read this passage. Especially that part that says, those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. Well, I consider myself a Christian and I'm really trying to follow God, but I don't seem to be exhibiting these virtues. I feel like I'm still living in the flesh. If this is you, despair not. Here's a helpful perspective. First, make sure that you have decided to turn away from the works of the flesh. That now you consider them as sins and you wouldn't want to do them as much as possible. In other words, you are repentant for the sake of giving your life to Jesus. Next is to look at these virtues as fruit of the Spirit and not as a result of your own doing. In someone, we get this insight that in meditating on the Word of God and spending time being in His presence, we become like trees that bear fruit. So persevere in your prayer life and in partaking of the Word, and then you will be transformed. Third, have a healthy and objective look at your life. Compare yourself from before to where you are now. If you are really serious in your relationship with God, my guess is that things have changed. You're probably not just aware, or you are too hard on yourself. Don't get me wrong, yes, there might still be much work to be done or a lot of things to be changed, but let's not overlook the gains we've already had. Little victories are worth celebrating and thanking the Spirit for. After all, walking by the Spirit is a process. Another helpful perspective is the phrase, let's keep in step with the Holy Spirit, in verse 25. That just means we ought to follow the Holy Spirit. You know, I believe that the Holy Spirit will bring to our attention areas we need to work on, and He Himself will give us opportunities for us to respond according to the grace He gives us. So let's be sensitive to the leadings of the Spirit in our day-to-day life. Lastly, let's also remember that this passage is directed towards the community. Together, we are called to crucify the desires of the flesh. So we have one another when we need encouragement, correction, and practical support so that we can really bear fruit as Christians. To end, I'd like to encourage us to pick two among these virtues and do a word study on them. See what they mean and how are they used in other scriptures. Look at different references so that it will give you more insight. And then ask the Holy Spirit to help you grow in these.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.